Hey, folks, one thing we know, at the end of the conclave process, a few days we expect, a week would be rare, anything like weeks, plural, would be historic. The record is nearly 3 years back in the 13th century. One thing we know is that at the end of the voting, there will be a new pope. The other thing we know, or can be pretty sure about at this point, is that long after there is a new pope at the Vatican, that Washington, D.C. conclave of bickering over the next U.S. federal budget will still be in session. And in Congress, there is no pope-like figure to hurry things along. At least, I don't think so. So, to Capitol Hill now, where the already indecisive Congress will soon be considering as many as three budget proposals. There's supposed to be a White House 2014 budget at some point. The president is reportedly more than 30 days late submitting his spending plan. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's conservative wish list budget unveiled today. It starts in 2014 and is a plan of largely spending cuts for the next decade. And there's a Democratic plan from Democratic Senator Patty Murray, the chair of the Senate Budget Committee. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So looking at the Ryan budget here, it's a little bit like that election in 2012. Did that happen?
Some Democrats are asking that question because the Ryan budget of fiscal 2014 is really a lot like the Ryan budget of fiscal 2013 and even the one before that. Just sort of the big items on there. You remember the fight over Medicare? This Ryan budget does the same thing as before. For people 54 years and younger, it turns Medicare into a premium support system. You might call that a voucher system. It has deep cuts in spending, $4.6 trillion over 10 years in cutting spending. It takes the several tax brackets we have now, crunches them down into just two tax brackets, 10% and 25%. And so you might ask, John, and I did ask Chairman Paul Ryan this morning, hey, you ran on this budget. Barack Obama ran on his budgetary vision. He won, you lost, and this is the same. Did the election have consequences when it comes to budgeting? Here's what he said.
The election didn't go our way. Believe me, I know what that feels like. That means we surrender our principles. That means we stop believing in what we believe in. Look, whether the country intended it or not, we have divided government. We have the second largest House majority we've had since World War II. And what we believe in this divided government era, we need to put out our vision.
So he's done this. This is the third time he's proposed this 10-year budget blueprint. Would we say his credibility on all of this within the Congress is increasing, or might he have peaked last year?
Well, you have to wait and see where the votes are, because the expectation with this Republican budget is that it will come close, if not fully, unify House Republicans behind this vision yet again. That's still important, because President Obama, who is coming to Capitol Hill today and tomorrow and the next day, is embarking, John, on a whole new round of pursuit of the grand bargain. Senate Democrats are going to have their budget, too. It's going to have $1 trillion in cuts, but it's also going to have $1 trillion in tax increases. That's going to be the grand Democratic vision. Somewhere in the middle is President Obama, who's going to try to broker something along the lines of a grand bargain for around $2 trillion more in debt reduction to get the economy back on a stable footing.
Is Senate Budget Committee Chair Patty Murray really the architect here, or is she more of a placeholder on this budget? Is this a Murray budget, this Democratic budget plan?
It is a Murray budget. You know, John, you were talking about cardinals a second ago.
Yeah.
We have cardinals on Capitol Hill, too. Some of the powerful members who lord over spending, and Patty Murray is one of those as well. Those people are watching this process very nervously because their little fiefdoms are facing cuts from all around. Patty Murray is the architect of this budget. It's going to be a liberal budget, $1 trillion in spending increases, no major cuts to Medicare, but some cuts to other domestic spending. She's going to present the liberal vision, the Pelosi Murray vision. Paul Ryan has the conservative Republican vision, the unifying Republican position. Barack Obama's job, he's not the Pope, but he is the leader here, to come to Capitol Hill and try to find some common way to balance these two things. Can he do it? We've got a lot of corners to turn before we know the answer.
Takeaway there, Todd. A lot of cardinals, but no real Pope there on Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
One more fact. At some point in the future, there may be no line item in the federal budget related in any way to the war in Iraq. We're not there yet. It's one of the ways we're looking back at the 10 years since the U.S. invaded Iraq.
My take from the Iraq War is sort of a disappointment with our country that we did this to Iraq needlessly, and that no one appears to be taking responsibility for this.
Coming up, a soldier's impressions of war in his own poetry on The Takeaway.